We are on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. We have three Tosfos and then the previous Sugya. Rava Omar Hamoni Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Rava said that what on our Mishnah it says that Achalei Hechmitz, so it's Paisal Es Hamikveh, it's Vaday Mayim, it's Rava Baloima Shafilu Shir Mimenu Bekois Vehechmitz. That even though I know later it became Nishametz, but now Choshev Mayim Kozman Shalei Hechmitz. But Kozman, it wasn't Machmitz, even though later it became Nishametz, Lifsos HaMikveh Krab Yochanan Ben Nuri, the Omar Shloisha Lugim Mayim Choser Kultev Shenofal Seichon Kultev Cholot. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, "Amar de kechidish, you don't have shloisha lugim mayim. You only have shloisha lugim that is made up with a kutav of cholov. Va'afal pikein choshev kemayim lipsal as a mikvus. Even though you don't have shloisha lugim of mayim, but if you have shloisha lugim that look like mayim, it passes the mikvah. Kima the timer v'chazusa maya. Even though be'etzem it's not mayim." So before it was Nishametz, even though halachically it is L'chayre Yayin, about time of a Chazusa Maya, but it's time of a Chazusa Maya, and therefore we'll pass on a mikveh. Ba'af al gav d'loy domi legamri. But we still can't compare Temet Acheloy Hechmetz to Akut of Cholot. Why? The Hosam Oisei Cholov ain't Seifei Liyesh Boi Tam Cholov. That means by Cholov, it will never become Cholov. That means it's Tam. Now it's Tam Mayim. Now it's Mara Mayim. And it's going to remain like this. The Gam Lehoyo Nikach Bekesef Meiser. And the case with the Cholov, you can purchase Cholov with Kesef Maisa, but the Kult of Cholov can never be purchased because of Maisa. That means it is now not Cholov, and it will never be Cholov. Avol Hocha, but over here, Soifoi Sheyia Boi Tam Yayin Kishayachmet. But in this case, it will eventually become Yayin. V'amayim atzmam nechshavim yayim liyis nikochim b'kesef ma'isa. In this mayim will have a din yayin, you can purchase it b'kesef ma'isa, k'dama b'eirabin. V'asheicha l'rabbis temet sheyachmet. So Tosfos is asking, so how could Rave compare a kult of cholov to Yayin temed actually hichmetz, because this temed will eventually become yayin. In a Torah, legabi lekiches mois meiser sheni, mikom akim medaktik chove. Kiven dafila cholov atzmoi nechshav kemayim lahashlim shir shloisha lugim. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri could say, you don't have shloisha lugim mayim over here. Va'afal pikein, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri can say that the cholov that is here gets a din mayim lipsalas amikveh, uadin the hochol have paisalas amikveh, afal gav de soifei lahachmit, even the hashtemi a time of the chazus amay. That means we see from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, you can make from cholov mayim, to be mashal mashir of shloisha lugim, because it's chazusa maya, v'taima maya. So memele, if I'm making from cholav mayim, net mashalim deshir, so who adin, if now also it's chazusa maya and taima maya, it also should pass. And it's irrelevant what's going to happen in a week or so. Now it is that in mayim, now it will pass.
V'taimo v'chazuso da hai mayoninu.
So Rava Firdois said over here it will passel Achela Hechmetz because the Tam is Mayim and the Chazus is Mayim. Calls man Shalai Hechmetz. Zuktaisves Afal Pi Shalai Hiske Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Ela Chazusa. Why did Rava have to inject, throw into the Salochia that it's Taima Mayim? Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri only mentioned Chazusa Mayim. Chazusa Mayim gives it as in Mayim. So why did Rava have to say over here it's Taima Mayim? Become walking Torah Yehei Tam Yai. That means it will never passel if there's a Tam Yai. Ulekach, and here Rabbi Yehov is speaking about passeling a mikveh. So if there will be a Tam of another Mashkin, it will never passel. Ulekach, not yet Rove, time of a Chazusa. Now, where do we see this? The Ktaisvist, the Pshite, the Yayin Lova, Shoyadoyme Lamayim Lohoya Poisola Samikva Filo Mosuk Begimul Lugimayim. If a person will have Yayin Lova, and you put three Lugimayim there, so you have a Mare Mayim, it looks like Mayim. There's no Sufik in the world that this will pass a Lamikva. So we see from this, that even though Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri goes Basar Chazusa, but to passel a mikveh, if there's not a tam mayim, will zichna passel a mikveh. The tam of not mayim will zichna be menaged the Chazusa of mayim. So Memela over here, when we're saying that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Koidim Shehechmetz, it passels a mikveh, so it is not sufficient to say that, because it has a chazusa of mayim. You have to say, Koidim Shehechmetz, it has a tamayim also. Because to passel a mikveh, if it doesn't have a tamayim, so the tam yayim is stronger than the chazusa of mayim. So Yizicha need it. So that's why the Gemara said, but here you have it, you have Tamayim and Chazusa the Mayim. V'hod eloi nokat Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hakel hoilech achar hatam v'amar. If l'maise you need Tamayim and Maramayim in order to passel, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say this? So Taisa says like this, L'man the goris peresh makis chosa kultiv. If you go this in the reish, shloisha lugimayim chosa kutav, novel is oichen kutav yayim, v'amarein kemare hayayim. So then the Tanakama holds it doesn't passel because you don't have a shir mayim. Ho yesh boi gimel lugim, but if there is a shir mayim, poisel as a mikve, then it passels a mikve vav, or gav the marein yayim. So the Tanakama holds that even though there's a mariyayin, it will pass through the mikveh. The Tanakamams, if there's shloisha lugimayim, even though there's a mariyayin, it will pass through the mikveh. Ubo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lachle gam al reisha v'loima da'im poisel kivin sheyesh by mariyayin afo pi sheyesh by tamayim. So in the Reisha, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is making, it says it doesn't passel, so there Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri cannot mention Tam. Forget, because the Tam is a Siba Lipsel. It's a Tam Mayim. Va'af al Pikein, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, Lahokul, it will not passel because of Chazusa. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was chaylik on the reisha, and there, not to passel, so chazusa is sufficient, even though there is tamay. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he's chaylik on the reisha. So therefore, he doesn't mention tam, because fakir the tam is a tamayim. So therefore, he mentioned that chazusa shel yayin is sufficient to be machshid the mikveh. וכך להזכיר טיים אלא מרא. וכך דה מרא סבישן נטה פסו. למען דלוי גורס ברישך עושה כותב. So that's very good. So in since you saw רבי יוחנן הסחילה כאן דרישה, and דרישה דה טעם is מנגד דה חזוסה, ואף על פי כן you go בוסה דה חזוסה נטה פסו. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan had to speak about Chazusa, and Vakert, even though the Chazusa is menaged the time. Laman de loy goris bereishe chosakutev, but if you're not goris chosakutev in bereishe, tahash de loy koi Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri ela ha-seifem. So then Rabbi Yochanan is only going on the Sefer. That means the Reisha from the Tanakam is Moide, that a Mare Yayin is sufficient, not the Pasuk. And that's the Lesman the Polik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is Choylik on the Sefer, and he says, but a Mare Mayim will Pasuk. Now he's talking about Psul. Now, in order to Pasul a Mikveh, you need two things. You need a maremayim and you need a tamayim, because Taisu said before, if you'll have a yayin lovon with shloi shalugim, it won't passel because there's a tamayim. So now Taisu is stuck. Let's appreciate the kasha of Taisu. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only going on the sefer and he's passeling the mikveh, so then in order to passel the mikveh, you will only passel the mikveh if there are tartil reyuseh. A mare mayim and a tam mayim. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mention tam? Like Rava says over here, actually hechmet et pasels, because it's a tam mayim, and there's a mare mayim. So, and if Rabbi Yochanan is only chaylik on the sefer, she should have mentioned tam. Nokat mare le meima, the bein bereshe, bein besefer, hoylech achar hamare. That means he's tying to the Tanakhama, Kloima. Ti heiche du meidisuli, you meide to me, do oslinin achar hamare, lahokul. Even though the tam is a tam of mayim, but you meide to me that mare has a chshivis to overweigh the tam, lahokul. If they're both combined together, you have tamayim and maramayim, it should zikha be possible. We heard, the Gemara said that Rav Nachman is chaylik on Rav Elozo, Tomer Rav Elozo hakel moidim. He says, hakel moidim, shem afrish nolav mimoke, mache elam kein hichmet. Vim Taima, so Taisa is a Moiradike Kashe, a my colleague. Why do you have to say that Rabbi Loza is Choylik HaRav Nachman? Ha'osi Shaper K'Rav Nachman. The Hochi Koma. Av Ogav Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Maisa Misha Hechmet, Oishe Soifei LaHechmet, and that's what Rav Nachman holds, that Taisa Santap said this. Shehechmitz machlekes lavavke b'shehechmitz, alkivin shesoyfe lachmitz is also chayv b'maiseh. Rabbi Leza only said that even though Rabbi Yehuda is machayv b'maiseh m'shechetz shesoyfe lachmitz, moide den ap mafrishin olav mitemedache, elim kein hechmitz avizem, yishum duma zeh soyfe lachmitz, zayin soyfe lachmitz. Ba'avalei min aptur alachiv, min achiv al aptur. Rabbi Leza did not say one word different than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, the top toys said Rav Nachman that said Rav Yehud is Machayim Meshechmitz Mitzvatavke, either Meshechmitz or Tzaymid Lahachmitz. And that's what Rav Elozo said. But Rav Elozo only said if it's Tzaymid Lahachmitz, you have to be sure, you can't be Mafrish Vimokimache, because maybe one is Tzaymid Lahachmitz or one is not Tzaymid Lahachmitz. Yeshloima. The lekach, so this is a whole different stuff. This is not like Rashi. The lekach come out the pligi, ad kan loy pligi, the mashmaloshe, the moide, bein rabbono, and bein rab Yehuda. the only chaylik, if you mafrish minei ubei. The mashmal shabay de bei rabon and bei rab yude, shafil rabon omru ze halosh shem mafrish no mokemache, ele in kein hichmet. Avul hichmet mafrishin. So what is Rabbi Loza saying? So Rabbi Loza is saying that the Chachamim are also moide, Chachamim are moide to Rabbi Yehuda by Hechmet, that is a Chiv Afroshe. Rabbi Nachman, the Mukip Luktai by Hechmet, so we put the Rabbon on Atelu Hechmet, and that's the Machlikis, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Nachman. זוגת גמרא ויתר, תנא רבנן, התמד עד שלא יחמץ. We're speaking about תמד עד שלא יחמץ, and we'll see Tosfos, we're speaking about, it says, the bottom of the Yomid, we're speaking about a תמד that will never become נשחמץ. So here's a תורס מים, is משיקוי במים. So then there's a tara of hashoke. If you have mayim tmeim, you want to be metayer the mayim. So there's an oifen to be metayer mayim. You make hashoke, the mayim tmeim, together with mei mikveh, it becomes nischaber, the mayim tmeim with the mei mikveh, and that is the metayer, the mayim tmeim. Atemet ashaloi hechmitz, if it didn't become hechmitz, mashikai b'mayim, and it becomes toyer. Misha hechmitz, but if the temet became already yayin, ain mashikai b'mayim. So there's no taira of hashok. Let us see what Rashi says. Mashikai b'mayim, im nitmo, the maya ba'almahu, if it's loy hechmitz, so it's maya ba'almah. So Maya Baalmed is a taira of Hashoke. Misha Hechmitz ain Meshike b'mayim. The Chamru, because it's not water, it's wine. V'keilim v'odom nitno lehem toires taro b'mikve. There's a din that one, if a odom or a keili became tomei, and you toivel it in the mikve, it's completely shakua in the mikveh. There's a din of tarif. Avo ba'oichel u'mashke lo'inema bem tvila. There's no such concept of tvila by an oichel or a mashke. You take an oichel tome, you'll put it into the mikveh, you completely submerge it in the mikveh. There's no such concept of tvila. U'mayim mitarim, but there's a special oifen of tarif by mayim b'hashoke. If you're mashik, you're mechaber, the mayim tmeim to mei mei mikvim. Sheim yesh loy mayim yofim lishti. A person has water that's drinkable. Venitmu. And they became tomei. Noisnom bekli. Umishakon bemei amikve ad shen noishkin hamayim. Till there's a neshike between the two meimais. Between the mayim tmeim and the meimei hamikvi, you just need a neshika negiya ba'almem, v'havi chibur. And it becomes mechubur. And what is the lomdus of this tara? It becomes mechubur to the mikveh. U'botli ligavi mikveh. It loses its own entity. And it becomes bottle to the mikveh. And a mikveh is a hefza of taira. There's no tum in a mikveh. So becoming bottle to the mikveh, it loses its tumen. There's a concept. This is not tvila. This is hashoke. And the longest of hashoke is it becomes nisbatel. So to that, when it became nischaber to the mikveh, al yidei hashoke, so it becomes bottle to the meimei hamikven, and it loses its tumen. Kitvua tmeya, this is the gilsa of the Shita Mekabetzes. It's just like תבועת מרבות לגבי מקווה כתבועת מיות, כתבועת מיות שזורה בקרקע, שבות לו תומוסה. There's another concept of this tire, that if you זריה תבועה בקרקע, so the זריה is מחבר the תבועה to the קרקע, it loses its entity, it becomes בוטל to the קרקע, קרקע זה מקבל תומה, so memela it becomes bottle to the carcass. So there is a new concept of taira through zriye, through chibur. If it ever becomes mechubur to a dover hatoyer, so it loses its tummy. But if it's mayim, lav zriye, the time aloy bottle. It seems the concept of Zriya is he's battleless, but if this is Yayin, so it has its own tam, so it doesn't become bottle to the Mayim. So we have here a lochev, a baraisa, that temed atchaloi hechmid, a shikai b'mayim, let us just see Taisus on Amidalev, a temed atchaloi hechmid, a shikai b'mayim, b'toim, a shikai b'mayim, a shikai b'mayim, b'toim, Vayses l'Rav Nachman, v'choshev l'ay peiri, v'soifei l'achmetz, Rav Nachman holds that has a shein peiri. If it's soifei l'achmetz, even though now it has a din, even though now it's a tamayim and mara, but it's not, it's peiri. It's peiri according to Rav Nachman. Since it's going to become hechmetz, so now there's a din peiri. Now there's a din peiri. So there's no din of his batlas. There's no din of his batlas to the mikveh. Ava gab deloy hechmitz. It is very interesting. It could be Rashi wanted to favorim Taisus Kashe. Na favorim, takert Rashi says, Ava yayin b'mayim lav zriyehi, the time aloy botu. Rashi says, that the whole reason that Yayin is not bottled to Mayim, because time aloy bottle. That means, or could be the Teveres Yaakov wants to say this. Fakert, Rashi says a shtik teire. Rashi says the tara of Tvile is not applicable by Oichel Mashke. There's a new tara of Zri. Your machaber, a dova tomet, a dova toyer, and it loses its tumet. You can plant oichlim and kalke, it loses its tumet. Your mashik mayim to a mikveh becomes machuba, becomes bottle to the mikveh. So it loses its tumet through this concept of zriya. So Rashi estakashe, so why don't you say the same thing by yayin? Rashi estakashe. If it becomes bottle to the mikveh, so let it become bottle to the mikveh. So Rashi, time aloy bottle. It can't become bottle if it has an outstanding tam. That kuv is a stir, it's a bittle. If the gather is bittle, so memele, and if it has its own tam, so it can't become bottle. That's how kaponim what Rashi said. So Rashi is say a shtik teure, why yayin doesn't become bottle, well, yain doesn't become bottle to the main mikveh because time aloy bottle. So what'll be if you'll have a yain that doesn't have a tam? See, that's what Taisus is speaking about. Taisus is speaking about atchaloy hechmitz, it's time aloy mayim. So then lechayre, it should help. Lechayre, the way Rashi was magdar the inyan, that the sole reason that yayin doesn't become bottle, that by yayin there's no zriya, because by yayin it's a time aloy bottle. So v'atshaloy hechmitz, if it doesn't have a tam, so there will be a din taira. Taisus learned differently. Taisus learned to shame pay. The whole concept of a shok is only by mayim. This isn't mayim, this is a shame payri. So maybe Taisus is, so for us past a shok, but l'chem is a machlekes, Rashi and Taisvis, Rashi Fahem for Taisvis Kasha. In Taimel Rav Nachman, the Chosim Lai Peirib Shaykh Elahach, Metafot Gata Hichmet Kemah, Loi Krab Yehudah,
ולא איקר רבונו. איסא קורין של רב נחמן, איסא קורין, הקורין של הרבונו, אפילו החמיץ את סול שמיים. איסא של הלפה שוקת. הקורין של רב יהודה, אפילו לא החמיץ. פקד מסיק לא רשי, זיכת דין הלפה. Tosis didn't hold as an Indian of time. It's totally what it is. By Mayim, there's a concept of Ashoke. By Peiris, there's no concept of Ashoke. So Tosis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ashoke should help. No, shouldn't help, because it's Peiris. According to the Rabbona, Fela Hechmet, it should help, because it's Mayim. And Rashi has a different guideline, time alay bottle. ושלוימה, עד שלא יחמץ תהוכה, אין סייפה להחמץ, זה means it'll never become חימץ, ששי ממנו בקויס, להחמץ כדפריש ישראל, עד שלא יחמץ תמסניס. It means it'll never become חימץ, אבל מילה של תקע אמס המים. אמרו, פיין, so this is a din, so now we know that actually Hechmetz Hashoke helps. Now Rove says Hashtik Teire, which is very interesting. Omar Rove, Loishono, Elo, Shetimdoi, Bemayim, Tahirim, Venitmo. Rove says Hashtik Teire. That's what Hashoke helps, actually Hechmetz, means that there was Mayim, Tahirim, to begin with. And he made this temet, and everything was toyer. And then, all of a sudden, everything became tamei. A tamei touched it. So then, ad shalai hichmet, there's a concept of a shock. Avol tamei meikore, but if it was tamei meikore, that means a tamei dikimayim, and I poured it into chatzanim, and it became temet, and it'll never become chaymet. So then, the din is that what? That Ashoke will not help. Ashoke, this paraisa that says Ashoke helps, it will only help if it became Tomei together. Temet, Temet actually Hichmet, will never become Hichmet. Temet actually Hichmet, if here's a din Mayim, Ashoke helps. But if it was first Tomei already, before it became Temet, then Ashoke won't help. So can't show you Laben. What's the chilek? That's the question. What's the chilek? So let me just say over a Mura de Kechidush Yeran, and this will understand the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara later. When we're speaking about Temet actually Hichmet, we're not speaking about clear water. We're speaking about it was soaking in dust, or never become chaymet. There's a din mayim, but it's not clear water. There's particles, something got seeped into the water. It's temet, it's lahichmet, but it's, there's a kiyu out there, there's something there. It's not clear water. It's not clear. Crystal clear water. So the chedush yeran amir di kezach. So the chedush yeran azay. If the whole kabbalah's tume was when it became temet, that means it was mayim tahirim, it became temet. So this entity of temet is not crystal. It's not crystal clear water. It's a cloudy water. There's some particles. That's temet. It'll never become chaymetz, but it's a cloudy water. There's particles of from the shmarim or from the chatanim. Now, when you're gonna make, but that's what it is. And that was mekabel tumah. This entity was mekabel tumah. Now I'm gonna make a hashoka. We're gonna see later something very interesting. By temet, if you leave it stand, the water sinks, and on the top is those small particles are floating on the top. Now, when you're going to make Ashoke is thus a mashal, you're touching together the main mikveh with this temet. So what will the main mikveh touch? The main mikveh will not touch the water.
The main mikvah will touch the particles which are on the top. It just has to touch a mashal. But since these particles, together with the water, they were mekabel tumah together, so this is one entity. This is one entity, the particles with the mayim. So now this entity has a din mayim, for whatever the reason is, it's a lehechmet. So if a particle that's floating on top touches the main mikvah, it'll become toyer, because the temet became tomei, this entity became tomei, and now this achelik of this entity touched the main mikvah. But if you took mayim tomeim, and you made temet out of the mayim tomeim. Now, you took mayim tomeim, so what was mekabel tomei? The mayim was mekabel tomei. These particles do not have the tumah of the mayim. The particles do not have the tumah of the mayim. First of all, afilu they're mekabel tumah, afilu will say that the mayim will be mekabel the particles, but these particles will be, if the mayim is a rishon, its particles will be a sheni. It's not that tumah. If I had mayim tmeim to begin with, if I had mayim tmeim to begin with, so memele. So now I have to be mitayer the mayim tmeim. The main mikvah is not touching the mayim tmeim. The main mikvah is touching the particles. So how can the mayim tmeim become tumah? That means if it was mekabel tumah as one entity, I mean I put in mayim toherim into chatzanim. So now that so everything is toher. Then I made temet. Now, temed means this is water with particles. That, so it's one entity of water with particles. A tummy touched it. So now this whole thing became tummy. It's one big tummy. The water, the particles, it's one big thing. So now I make ashoke. So even though the ashoke is not touching directly the water sinks, it's just touching a chelik of the particles, but the particles and the water are all one, because it was mekabel tumah, al temed. So then Hashoka will help. Then Hashoka will help. But if the water became tummy before, see, if tummy became water, now I made temet. So the temet is not, if the water is tummy, the temet is not the tum of the water. I've invested even, and if you say, mashkin cannot be metam achere midaraisa, so the temet is toyer. The particles are toyer, and if a lizmikab metame, so it's only a lesser daga, but it's not the tumah of the mayim. It's not the tumah of the mayim. So memele, so I have to be mitayer the mayim. How can I be mitayer the mayim if the main mikvah is not touching the mayim? The main mikvah is touching the particles. This is how the Ran says pshat and rove. So that's pshat and rove. Omar rove, loishanu el shetomdoi b'mayim tohirim v'nitmo. Became tummy as one unit, so then mele, so it doesn't matter that the main mikvah is touching the particles. Well, that became tummy. The water and the particles is all one. Avol tmeim mikor eloi. But if it was tummy first, so mele, so it's good. But that's what Rava said. Chiddush. Ozol Rav Gabiye mi Beikosel Omro Lishmaite Kamed Ravash. He said, over the Shtik Torah of Rove. And he didn't understand the Shtik Torah. But he explains what he didn't understand. Maish not Tmeim mi Kore Deloi. Why do you say Tmeim mi Kore Loi? Domrinen Aidi Demayi Yekire. Since water is heavy, Shachni Tatoi. So that sinks. Upeire, and the particles of peire, which are coffee, melel, the particles float. Veloika salkalu ashoke lamaya. So the ashoke doesn't help. Because the ashoke is in the particles, and the water became tome. The particles are not the water. Iyachi toirim obesayf nitmo nami. So he says, well, it shouldn't work a fellow by they became tummy together. But Lamais, you're not making a shaka with the water, you're making a shaka with the particles. You have to make Ella Mavalvali. So Kochok, you have to say, before you make a shaka, you shake it up. You don't take it that the water's on the bottom and you have the particles on the top. You shake it up. So Mele, if you're shaking it up already, see a board on the top also, so Chanami, the Malbali. So I don't understand Rava. This was the kasha that was asked on this member of Rava. Zogt Rashi, loy shonu de mashike ba maim avot maim mikor loy, ve rav gebiya pori chalo maishna, le shmai te kloy me taim, ba mas nisem boi min neim eravash, yikiri kveidim, kofi tzav, ve yitzav habarzum, ve deplotz, me tagminim ve kofa parzum. Ve varbali, you mix it up, akol yachad amayim, ba yayin sholtem, hilkach mahani loy ashok. That was the kasha. Zogt Rashi, ochinami me varbali, ve rove, so what does Rav hold? It's not kishver. If you mix it up already, so Rav is al kedai toch Rav held he nitmo me kore bifnei atzmon. Since it was mekabel tume bifnei atzmei, ein moyelum hashoke elo bifnei atzmon. Lamaise da hashoke is on a mashke that's mu'uriv. Hashok has to be in what was Mekabel Tumah. This is not what was Mekabel Tumah. It was Mekabel Tumah, crystal clear water. You're making a shock with a different type of water. It doesn't help. Hiksha Arabeleza Mimitz. Lomali Taime de Mevalbali. Why do you have to mix it up? Kinami Kofi Peire Melel. Afilu, the Peire is floating on top. Salkalu Hashok, it's also good. Kida Ashken beperikatarubis. Gabi Yayin Vecholov Lachin Ein Choitzitzin. Shaderech Hayayin Oidrem Hamayim Algufa Odom Vaosho Loitvila. The Lezami Mitz, the Ireim, Rekta Amuridike Kasha. If a person has some wet wine, liquid wine on his finger, and he goes to the mikveh, the liquid wine is not called Achatzitz. Either is wine here. So pshat is, if the wine did not dry up, the water can penetrate. The water can penetrate the wine, and it's called a negiya bebosso. Even though there's wet wine here, the water penetrates the wine, and it's not called a chatzitze. So memeila frekt Rabbi Lezer mimitz afilu. You don't mix it up. Afilu, you don't mix it up. You have floating on top the chelika. And on the bottom you have the crystal clear water, but it's not choitzitz. So it should be, so it shouldn't be choitzitz. Nira d'lei kosha midi. Taisa says the kasha doesn't begin. D'lei domi. D'vadei agaba d'gavrei gaba d'mone mechal chlebu maya. Avoderech hashok eloi. So that's what Taisa means to say. If a person twiggles himself, he's completely submerged in water. And now with Klaya Shaila, does the water have a contact with his goof? So say, even though there's wet wine there, but that does not prevent the water to have a contact with his goof, so it's cool, it's not called a chatzitza. But if you're making ashok alone, the ashok is only a chibuk called duhu from the top of the keli to the main mikveh. So if you make a chibur to the top of the keli, and the top of the keli is peri, not mayim, so there is no ashoka with the mayim. That means if the goof is in the mikveh, so you're saying, but the mayim doesn't reach him, doesn't have any, that's wrong. The goof is in the mikveh, even though there was wet wine on him, the mayim, there's enough contact that the mikveh has with the goof of them. But over here, you're not submerging the temed and the mikveh. You just mean mechaber, achibah koldu, aneshike, between the temed and the may mikveh. And if the contact is with peri and not with maya, so that's cool. There was no hashoke. Zok the mishnah weiter. Kol mokin sheyesh mecher en knas. If a daughter is old enough to be sold for no mevriye, if a person was me'anisar, the knas does not go to the father. V'chol mokim sheyesh knas, but if she's old enough that the knas goes to the father, ain't mecher, there's no mecher. Oma Rav Yehud Oma Rav Zu Dimrei Rameya. This Amish is going according to Rameya. Avol Chachomim Omru Yesh Knas B'mokim Mecher. Filu, he can sell her, he also gets knas. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraisa. Tano mi bas yoim echot, and this, the first day in the Barais is Rameya. You learned in the Barais as follows. Tano mi bas yoim echot, ashetovi beis iris, which in this month she's a ktane. Yesh lo mecha, the father can sell her for no mevriya. Ve ein lo knas, and if a person was ma'anis or mefata, the father does not get the knas. Mishetovi beisaris, after she became a gdoila naira, acheti boger, till she becomes a boitras, which is 6 months later, yesh lo knas, lavi a naira, vein lo mecha. You cannot sell a naira, and you don't get knas from a ktano. Divrei rameya. Shahoya rameya oima, kormokim sheyesh mecha, ein knas. So that she is Rameya. Mecher is from the day she is born till she becomes a Naira. Then you can sell her for no Mevriya. And Knas is from when she becomes a Naira till Boigre. So the schusi of Mechire and Kabbalah's Knas are not at the same time. When one ends, then the other begins. This is Shitas Rameya. החכמים אומרים קטנו מבס גמור שונים ביידך עד שתיבוגר. יש לו כנס, וידס כנס. וכגמור כנס אין מחר, לא? אין מאף כנס במוקי מחר. Even though there's מחר, there's כנס also. Let us see Rashi. כל מוקים שיש מחר, כל זמן שהיא קטנה, ואוויה זעקוי למויכו, אין כנס, אם אין צו, אין נספצו, אין לוויה 50 כסף, וואי, דנאירו כסיב, ונושן האיש השויכב אימו, להביא הנאירו 50 כסף, בכל מוקים שיש כנס, והיינו כשהיא נאירו, אין מחר, the sanya be'elchin yochel yimka odom bitek she naira, you should have a koyach to sell his daughter after she becomes a naira. Amrit kar v'chayba, ma mechura kvar, he sold her very, yoitzo, she leaves. Achsho v'simoni naira, she leaves. She becomes ois omom, but simoni naira, she'ine mechura, and adin shaloi timoche, so yeah. If the mechir is bottle, about the gevis, that he can't sell her, and she becomes a naira. I'd like to correct myself that according to Rameya, when she's a ktana, there's no chiyuv knas whatsoever. Kamok misheshmecha in knas, there's no chiyuv knas whatsoever. That's what seems from Rashi. In Ksubis, our Rashi taka seems a little different. Let us see Rashi. Kol mokim sheyesh mecher, kol zman shehabas ktano, vaviyah zakoy lamocha, ein knas, im nenzoy nispatzo, ein lo aviyah chamishim kesef. The father doesn't have it. The naro ksi, v'nosan ish, hashech vima laviyah, nairo chamishim kesef. And the Loshna Bar Rashi would seem taka that there is knas, but the father doesn't get it. Rashi in Ksubi seems to say that there's no knas period by a ktana according to Rameya. B'chol mokim sheyesh knas, tainak sheinara, ein mecha. Tani be'elchen, yochayim ka'odam bitik sheinara, amat kabochim ma'achur kwa yoyce, achshu b'smoni nares, she'ein ne mechur, ein edin shloike mochim. Zuti b'rameya. Here Rashi says, "Doma ktano ein lo knas." Here Rashi taka says, "By Rashi ksubis, there's no knas by a ktano." Aber chachomim aimim yesh lo knas lo ktano, but I'm a posh by ksubis. Kamokim shenema nara beloi hey afe lo ktano b'mash. Bas sholei shonim ruye lebiye. Och igasini. Ktano mi bas ye mecha dat shetovi shei sarish yesh lo mecha. Hey lo knas. This is the mayor. Chamim oimrim ktano mibas gemushonim shiru yelabiyya yesh lo knas yesh lo knas shiesh knas mecha loy bitnim lo ktani yashetav ishtay saris Heima Afkna. Afknas Yeshlo. Afapi Sheyesh Mecher. Even though this Mecher is also Knas. The Afapi Ladabani, you don't understand. Heima Afknas Yeshlo. Afapi Sheyesh Mecher. Mishetiro Elebiya. Achetovi Beisiris. So even though there's Mecher, there's also Knas. Kaidem mishetiro lebi yesh mecher ein knas mishetov ish teisar svat shetiboga yesh knas v'loi mecher ein bagus l'nai reish shisha chadosh zot de mishne weiter kol mokem shi yesh miyun ein chalitze that means that the and we'll see in Rashi. Chamakim shiyesh miyun ein chalitza, v'chamakim shiyesh chalitza ein miyun. Zok Rashi, miyun b'yisoima shekitshua ima oyachel. Miyun is a way of dissolving the marriage. It was a kiddushin d'rabbono. Afilu l'daito, afilu she was maskim to the kiddushin. If now she doesn't want to remain married and she's still a ktana, so she dissolves the kedushin. So till she becomes a gdoila, she can be mamayim. V'chol yemei katnusa ein ruya lechalitza im yivomehi. If she's a ktana, she can't make chalitza. The ish ksiv beparshim imayach beitzish makshin an ish al ish. So memele, just like you need an ish, you need an ish also, you need a gdoyla. Umishenireis lechalitze, the minute she's roi lechalitze, that means she became a gdoyla. Heini yechayla lamayin, then you can't be mamayin. Omar Rav Yudah Marav Zudivrei Rav Meir, this is Shittes Rav Meir. Avo chachomim oimrim, the chachomim ho. Yesh miyun b'mokim chalitzim. That the Chachamim hold, even though she's a gedoyla, she can still be memayim. The Sanye, we learned about Raisa. Ad mosai habas memaenes. How old does Abbas have to be that she's capable of making miyun? Ad shetovi shtei sayres divra meyer. Meyer says the minute she becomes a gedoyla, she can't be memayim. And let us appreciate the chiddush of Rameir, Rameis and Rameir the chiddush, because between you and me, it's kedusha katnis. So if kedusha katnis, so if kedusha katnis can become bottled through miyun, so now that she became a gdoila, but still kedusha katnis, we're not speaking about he was boila, no chamolni, he was makadusha again, we're speaking about it's still kedusha katnis. Va'afal pikein, Rameya holds the minute she becomes a gdoila, the schus of miyun, she loses. Even though it's still kedusha katnas, that's shitas Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda, no, she could be a gdoila and still be mama. If it's kedusha katnas, so she could be mama in a pillow when she's a gdoila. Ad sheyarba hashocher al aloven. Till the Saris became Nisgadol a little bit, we'll see the Shir and Rashi and Taisvit, and then she can't be Memayin anymore. So it comes out that she could be Memayin and she could get Chalitza also, because a Gedoyla could also be Memayin, at she Yarba Shachar Alolovo. So it's possible, Yesh Miyim V'Yesh Chalitza. Zot Rashi, Zu Divrei Rav Meir, Ta'oma Naro Loi Memayenes, that he holds that a nare is not memayim. B'mokim chalitza, da filo nare yechayla lemayim. Rabbi Yudah holds that filo nare could be memayim. Ad sheyar b'hashochem, sheyukav oisay mokim b'seyam. That mokim is mukav b'seyam. Meseches nieder bevor ich euch ein Jahr beim Amish, ich stehe Saris Arucha ich scheich weiß. Wenn nire ke moishe riba ha shocher like this, that mokim is more shocher than love, and love is going on the bosa, is more, and that mokim is this arivoi of shocher, but you only need a share of two Saris,
Like this, the Shir of two Saras is, if you can bend it over, that's the meaning of two Saras, then she becomes a Gdela. But the Shir to, the Kitsch, still be Mamayim, till Yevshtei Saras Sheikhweis. Zogt Toisves, Abuchome Moimi Yeshmiim Bamokim Chalitze, the Sanya Masnissin the Bosimin Avamotzi Lasuye, you can also be a Baraisi, to Bora Mishnah, Avamaisi Baraisi, Mishim the Mephirish Bora Meir. Rikas Rameir, zu divrei Rameir. Achi yaba ashocha loven, perish habosso loven, the bosser is loven. Kama Rabbi Yehuda, the boy she yashchir oisai hamokim minasaris. The hamokim has to become shocher minasaris. So this, we don't take it literally. B'shtei sari sagit mefush peperik bosim. Loishi yaba mamish, no, loishi yaba mamish, loishi yishtei sari shoichlis. ונראה כמו שריבו השוחר. כלום הדוימה כמו שיש שום שרי שרי. שם פירש בקונטרס לא גרסינן על הלובם ונת קוירס על הלובם. זוקת המשנה. כל מוקים שיש תקיה אין אבדולה. They used to be תקיה, רשי says, ערב שבס וערב יונטף. They used to be תקיה. It was a tekiah to be mafsik memaloche. That was earlier in the day. Then there was tekiahs, lahavdol bein hakodesh lachel, that was bein hashmoshes. Kol mokem sheyesh tekiah ein havdola. So then you know, if there's a tekiah, there's no havdola. We'll see soon. Kol mokem sheyesh havdola ein tekiah. Now explain. Yontev shechaliyahs be'erev Shabbos. If Yontev chaliyahs be'erev Shabbos, so take it. So before Shabbos, the Tekeya, to tell you, because even though before was Yontif, but Yontif was Mutam Amlechas Eichel Nefesh, and now it's coming Shabbos, so it's Osab Amlechas Eichel Nefesh. So Mela, they were Tekeya, to tell you, you have to stop what you're doing, because it's coming Shabbos. But you don't have to make Havdolah. When you say Kiddush by Shabbos, you don't have to make Havdolah on Yontif, because Havdolah you only make if you're going Mikodesh L'chol. Here you're going from a smaller Kiddusha to a greater Kiddusha. So if you take Kaya, you don't make Havdolah. B'moitzoi Shabbos. What is, if Yontif is Sunday, And the Shabbos, so by Shabbos, you're not Tekeya. The Maitzoi Shabbos, Mavdilin, the Lai Tekeya. Here you make Havdolah. You're not Tekeya. Not Tekeya in Shabbos to tell me stop doing Meloch, because you didn't do any Meloch in Shabbos. Okay, now you can start doing some Meloch. Keitzad Mavdilin. What's the Nusach of Havdolah? So the machloek is tanoim. Tanakama says, I'm avdol ben kaidish le kaidish. Abdaisi oimel, ben kaidish chomo le kaidish hakal. So trashi, tkiye arve shabos vya mitoivim, lahavta somin amaloche. That was earlier. Ubein ashmosh is taikim lahavdol ben kaidish lechel. Avdole betvile valakois mameitzoi shabosis. Vya mitoivim, make avdole. Taken up a bishigama yom yontev hoyo. Vain boy meloch, even though today is yontev. Erev Shabbos is yontev. Taken. Lahavdil mim lachas eichel nefesh. You have to know to stop. Vle mavdilim im neisha nichnas chomo min ayoitzei. Some of the nichnas is mochama min ayoitzei. She'll make abdola. Chali yis vimoi tzoi Shabbos mavdilim. Vishay yoitzei chomo min anichnas. Utki yenka. Kaitzad Mavdilin ben Shabbos Leyontev, Shehu b'Maitzoi Shabbos.